With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. After a year of record precipitation for South Dakota back in 2019, the state saw calmer weather for most of 2020. As weather experts explain, this year has been less severe. Todd Heitkamp is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service office in Sioux Falls. He says most of 2020 was defined by dry conditions and a lack of severe weather.
We've been dealing with wet weather for so long that it seems like a distant memory since the last time that we've dealt with drier conditions like this. But you know, that it helped with the combining, the harvesting of the crops to get them out without too much of a worry. But now, as we set the stage for 2021, obviously, you know, we'd like to have a little bit more moisture in the ground this time of year than what we're currently seeing.
According to the State Weather Network station Mesonet, soil moisture this year has gone down 12 to 15 inches compared to last year. State climatologist Laura Edwards says that change has led to drought.
We've really seen the dryness really amplify into drought in a lot of areas. For the year to date, since January, the driest areas of the state are the southeast and the northeast, actually. If you look along the Highway 12 corridor, say Edmonds County over to the Minnesota line, those have actually shown the largest differences from normal precipitation for the year so far.
Meteorologist Todd Heitkamp says chances of precipitation are low for the next few days. He says cold temperatures and dry conditions will continue for the first few months of 2021. More arguments are being filed in a lawsuit seeking to overturn a citizen-approved constitutional amendment legalizing marijuana. Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome and South Dakota Highway Patrol Superintendent Rick Miller filed a lawsuit last month challenging the constitutionality of the amendment, which legalized the cultivation, transport, possession, and sale of marijuana in the state. Plaintiffs are arguing in court filings that the amendment violates the South Dakota Constitution in harmful ways, while the defendants say it doesn't and that the lawsuit was filed too late. South Dakota in November became the first state to legalize recreational and medical pot on the same ballot. South Dakota students are showing fewer COVID cases. K-12 schools report 180 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus ahead of the winter break. That's a drop of 245 cases. More than 170 schools report at least one COVID case. Schools have reported more than 9,400 total infections since classes started. Students make up roughly 75% of those cases. South Dakota colleges and universities report a total of 29 COVID cases last week. That's a decrease of 32. Colleges and universities had a total of 3,173 cases since August. Gambling revenue from Deadwood casinos is almost even with last year. That's despite a one-month shutdown in the spring because of the pandemic. New numbers show 13% more wagering this November compared to the same month last year. It's the latest of several strong months. So far this year, gamblers have wagered more than $1 billion in the city. This year's pace is only 4% behind last year. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.